Some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation.
There you go. One of the biggest hits in history in music. The soundtrack of a generation. Toto. And I am honored to have Joseph Williams, lead vocalist for Toto, on the air with us this morning live. What are you, from Los Angeles, right?
I am from Los Angeles.
Okay, good, because it's zero here in Racine and Milwaukee, and it's cold. And, well, thank you for joining me this morning. I really do appreciate it. I am very honored. My entire life has been playing music by Toto. And before we get started, you're going to be at the Riverside. Before we get started with that, I got to get these stats out there, because they are amazing, the songs that you guys have put out over the years. We got Africa, your biggest hit, but we're talking about let's see exactly out here. Let me get the 2 billion plays on Spotify alone. 2 billion certified diamond for what? 11 million copies. I mean, that's,
yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Then you've got Rosanna, certified double platinum, 2 million copies, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. Could you imagine 2 billion? People heard that song. Wow, that's a lot. That's like half the world have heard it. Okay, so you're going to be at the Riverside Theater, and that's coming up February 18th. Have you ever been to the Riverside before?
You know, I feel like I have. I'm trying to rack my brain for exactly what it looks like in there, but we're looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to this tour with this kind of format, with these kinds of venues. It's a lot of fun for us. It's a little bit more intimate, and the sound is always great.
Well, the Riverside Theater is one of these old movie palaces that was restored to its original splendor as it was built probably in the 1920s and 30s. It is huge. It is beautiful. You are going to, when you go on stage and look out at that audience, I mean, it's one of the most beautiful theaters around. The biggest stars play there, the Riverside Theater. I was very lucky. I got to MC shows with Johnny Mathis and also comedian Jackie Mason there. I know you're going to do well at the Riverside Theater. Again, that's coming up February 18th. So how do you feel playing with one of the most iconic groups of the 70s and 80s, Toto?
Well, it's a true blessing. I mean, it's such a wonderful gig to have, and, you know, to be able to go out there and sing something like Africa that's got 2 billion streams. That, listen, I've run into people who thought that the name of the band was Africa. That song has been so popular over the years.
Yeah,
and it's had a
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, Africa, don't you do that song Toto?
Exactly. That's exactly right. I was in an elevator coming down to the lobby of a casino. We were doing a gig, and there were two couples in the elevator talking about what they were going to do that evening. And one of the women said to the other one, "What are you guys doing tonight?" And she said, "We're going to go see the band Africa." And I thought that was hysterical.
Now, you are named after the dog from The Wizard of Oz. That's what I heard over the years. And there's got to be truth to that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Jeff Porcaro, the original drummer, who unfortunately passed away, but it was his baby from the very beginning. He and David Page, and the story goes that they had a bunch of tape boxes in the studio when they were doing their demos that were unmarked, and they were warned that somebody was going to record over these tapes if they didn't put something on there. And so he ran into the tape vault and just wrote Toto on all of the boxes. Obviously thinking of the dog, you know, but, you know, liking the idea that it was a short name that was easy to read and all of those things. But, yeah, I mean, of course it's the dog.
Now, you and Steve Lukather have been friends since you're teenagers. I mean, that's a long time ago.
That's a long time. I've known Luke since 1974, maybe 73, 74. When I was 13, 14 years old. He was 16, 17, and he was already a superstar in the realm of our high school dances and those kinds of things. And I used to be in a band, and we played at his school, and we all followed him around town because he was the best. He was the best guy in town at that time, and he's still my favorite guitar player.
So how's life on the road? Because I'm looking at your tour schedule here, and it's pretty big. It's taking you right through the summer.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, we're looking forward to it. We're ramping up into the 50th anniversary next year. Okay, it's unbelievable that it's been that long, but we're really looking forward to it, and really looking forward to the theater vibe, which is always fun. Sounds great. People are a little bit more up on you, and we all perform. Everything you're going to hear is live. There's no nothing computerized helping us. It's all just virtuoso musicianship. So it's a blast. Looking forward to it.
You are going to love the Riverside Theater. I'm telling you, it's a magnificent venue. It's probably the best we have around here, and you can have a great time there at the Riverside in Milwaukee. Okay, let's talk about you a little bit, because some interesting facts I didn't know. You actually sang in the movie The Lion King.
I did. That was an amazing stroke of luck. There were a couple of guys who worked at Disney in the music department who knew me back then, and I got a call to sing the demos for that whole movie, about a year before I actually went in and did the vocal for real. I didn't know until the first screening that I was going to even end up in the film. So it was great. I remember sitting there with my wife flipping out when we heard me in there.
Hakuna Matata, and also you're on Can You Feel the Love Tonight. Man, that's something.
Right. That's it.
Every little kid in America grew up with those songs, and that's you. Now, also, you are a filmmaker yourself, right?
Well, I'm a filmmaker in that I've done music for films and TV and that kind of stuff. And obviously, I mean, I've made videos for myself on solo stuff. I don't know about I'm not going to call myself a director or producer, but I have been a composer.
I've got to mention this for just a moment, because you come from an amazing family. I mean, acting, music. I mean, it's just, you've got the genes inside of you for this. Your dad, of course, is John Williams, who composed Star Wars, E.T., of course, Jaws. I mean, I just heard that last night in a video. Jaws, you name it, all the Steven Spielberg movies. Your dad did that. Your mother is Barbara Ruick, who, she's on my soundtrack album at home for Carousel. She was in the musical Carousel. And then you've got a relative, Lorene Tuttle. How is she related to you?
Lorene Tuttle is my mother's mother. She was my grandmother, and she also, was a radio actor back in the 40s and 50s, and then did a bunch of television in the 60s and 70s. And she taught me and my siblings how to read, how to act a little bit, and she was amazing. We were all really very close to her.
I listen to old time radio shows all the time in my car. And she's on a ton of them, but she's on my favorite TV series. I could picture her on the episodes of Leave It to Beaver, the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, if you have 40 or 50 TV series and you got movies, she was really prolific. You know why? Somebody once said the second bananas always appear more than the top bananas do. And she was a character actress, and she's in a ton of stuff. So your family's got the big genes in it now. So how do you feel about your dad? Composer of all those music scores. Like you compose scores as well. Did you learn anything from your dad when you composed scores?
Well, I'm still learning stuff from him. I mean, the guy is about to turn 94, and he is actually a couple of weeks away from finishing a score for Spielberg's newest film. So he's actually, you know, he's still working. He's actually getting on a plane this morning as we speak to fly to Boston to attend one of the performances of his newest piano concerto. So the guy is nuts. I mean, he's an amazing dude, and I continue to learn so much from him. I've been lucky when we're not on the road to spend a lot of time with him, and he's given me all kinds of history lessons about music and early composers in Hollywood, and, you know, talking about his family, our family, all of that. He's a wealth of knowledge, and I'm just soaking it up as long as I can.
So you're a nice father. Your dad is nice guy. There were two young people with trumpets standing in front of your dad's house on the sidewalk playing Star Wars on their trumpets, and your dad came out to greet them. I thought that was great. I saw the video. I love that he came out of his house to talk to them. I mean, I wouldn't. So are there a lot of not imitators, more tribute bands? Do you think there are a lot out there?
There's some out there that, you know, we get sent links for clips and things like that often. And, you know, listen, there's some great, great talent out there that grew up on Toto or found it again, you know, or their parents, you know, hip them to it. There's a lot of great musicians out there that are using Toto to sort of learn their craft or whatever. Toto's always been a band of great musicians and unbelievable musicianship and songwriting and stuff, and you know, so it's real popular with the up and coming musicians.
Now, you joined Toto in the 80s. Is it through Steve Lukather that you got into the group?
Well, it was, you know, Steve, I certainly knew Steve. He knew me when I was a kid. I don't know that, but it was also, you know, the Picaro brothers, and Jeff Picaro was the one that actually really voted me in. You know, David Page, who wrote Africa and Rosanna and all those big songs, his father and my father were colleagues and friends, you know, from when I was 4 or 5 years old. So I go back a long way with these guys, and I think that you know, it was a mutual love fest when I came in there, you know, just being able to, you know, play with my pals.
It's the crowds must go wild when you start playing the hits like Rosanna, Toto, Hold the Line. I mean, those songs are still played on the radio every day. I work for another radio station. We play Toto in my shift at least two Toto songs a day on that radio station. So I know it's still in the public loves Toto's music. So when you play those songs, do the crowds start singing along with it? Do they do do they start gathering around and start waving their fists and singing along?
Oh, they sure do, especially the songs that, you know, real popular and people remember, like Rosanna and Hold the Line. I mean, it's sometimes deafening. You know, I love doing Africa because people can't help but, you know, sing along with that chorus. And when you hear an entire room or an arena any kind of a venue, really, and you hear the audience, so at one point we sort of stop playing so we can hear what they're doing, and it's deafening. It's amazing. So much fun to hear, and everybody's in sync with each other. It's a blast.
Now, we talked about you with Toto, but you also have 10 solo albums you put out, right?
Yeah, a lot of music. Yeah, absolutely, over the years. A lot of compositions for film and TV and solo records, and, you know, playing on other people's records as well. So, yeah, it's been great. It's a wonderful life.
I want to get you out of here on time. I just want to remind everybody, Toto, An Evening with Toto, is going to be at the Riverside Theater, and that's in Milwaukee, coming up on February 18th, one of the most beautiful venues, perfect venues to play. And I know you're going to have a good time there. I know you're going to love the crowds. Milwaukee loves Toto, and we're going to love it. I just love the fact you took time to talk to me this morning. I've been waiting all week for this, because I'm just, between you, your family, and everything around. See, now by knowing you, I know now your father, and your father knows Steven Spielberg, so I'm connected to all that now. See that, how that works? The Kevin Bacon game?
You are. I love that game. I'm always, you know, thinking about who I'm connected to through other people.
A friend of mine, her dad was chairman of the FCC, and she took a picture with John Kennedy when she was a little girl. So now I'm connected through John Kennedy, two steps away. That's not bad.
I love that. I love that.
Hey, you have a great concert. You have a great tour. We can't wait. February 18th, Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. Get tickets because it's you move on after that night. Thank you very much, Joseph Williams from Toto. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. I really do appreciate it.
It's absolutely my pleasure. You have a great day. Come and hang with us when we're there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, I'm going to hang with Toto. I love it. All right, man. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. All right, Joseph Williams from Toto. Man, there you go. And his dad's John Williams, his mother Barbara Ruick, his grandmother is Lorene Tuttle, who's been on a million TV shows, Andy Griffith, Leave it to Beaver. Wow, that's something.